亲爱的父神，我们把今晚的聚会再一次地交在你的手中。
阿门。
同心在这里仰望你，向我们说话。
阿门。
借助你的圣灵，把你的话写在我们的心中。
是。
求你开启我们的心眼，叫我们每一位都能够更认识你的爱子。
阿门。
更进入主耶稣基督丰富的经历，
阿门。
好叫你的圣灵天天地能来充满我们，
阿门。
来引导我们，
是。
叫你的教会能被建造，
阿门。
把今晚的机会交托给你，
阿门。
阿门。
阿门。是。
Well, praise the Lord.
赞美主。
It's good to have another.Weekend of conference.
这个周末我们又能聚在一起，真好。
I hope that Joseph is not too tired after returning from London today. Yeah. So, amen.
Amen.
Well, in this weekend, we're going to fellowship concerning the spiritual.Sacrifices in the Bible.
这个周末我们所要交通的是圣经中所说到的这个属灵的祭物。
Actually, Christ is the reality of all the spiritual sacrifices.
事实上，基督就是所有属灵祭物的实际。
I think many of us know.Only Christ as our Savior.
许多时候我们只注意到基督是我们的救主。
If I ask you, who is Christ?
我如果今天问你一个问题，基督是谁呢？
I think everybody will definitely tell me, well, he is our Savior, the Son of the living God.
我想你们必定会回答我，基督就是我们的救主，是神的儿子。
Praise the Lord, that is really true.
赞美神，这是真实的。
But our Lord Jesus is much more than that.
但我们基督，我们的基督是远超过这一些。
I think many of you will be surprised, or some of you will be surprised, if I tell you tonight that the reason the Lord Jesus came, the primary reason that he came,is not to save you.
如果今天晚上我告诉你们，基督来地上，他主要的目的还不是为着拯救我们，我想你们一定会很惊奇。
You'll be surprised.
啊，你很惊奇。
I think many of you will think, "What are you talking about, John?"
你们会怀疑的说，苏弟兄，你说什么话
？Well, according to the Bible,
照着圣经。
Especially in Hebrews.
特别是圣经的希伯来书。
I believe it was in chapter 8.
我相信是在希伯来的。
Or chapter 10. Let's take a look at chapter 10.
第十章里，我们一同翻到这一处来看看。
Let's take a look at Hebrews chapter 10.
圣经的希伯来书第十章，是不是？帮助他们一下。
Yeah. Okay. Beginning in verse 5 to verse 7. Verse 5.
希伯来书第十章第五节开始到第七节。
Therefore, when he came into the world, he said, Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me.
所以基督到世上来的时候就说，神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的，你曾给我预备了一个身体。
In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you had no pleasure.
燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的。
Then I said, Behold, I have come. In the volumes of books it is written of me to do your will, O God.
那时我说，神啊，我来了，为要照你的旨意行。 我的事在经卷上已经记载了。
Amen. The Lord's coming to this earth is first of all to satisfy the Father's will.
所以基督来到地上，他首要的目的乃是要满足神的旨意。
We always say that he came because of me.
我们常说基督来是为着我。
This is not wrong.
我不能说这是错的。
But he came primarily for God.
但是他来主要是为着神的旨意。
If you read the Gospel of John,
你如果再读约翰福音，
many times
多次
he said he does everything to please the Father.
基督在那里说，他行所做的事都是要讨父神的喜悦。
He never did anything that is not of the Father.
他从来没有行自己的事而不是父神的事。
He was obedient to the Father.
他向父神是顺从的。
He said, my will is to do my food is to do the will of the Father.
他说，我的食物乃是来遵行父神的旨意。
So we have to realize the primary reason for the Lord's coming is to satisfy the Father's will.
所以在这里我们都要看见，他来的主要的目的是要满足父神的旨意。
Of course, then we have to ask what is the Father's will.
当然我们接着就要问，到底什么是父神的旨意。
Now, before we go into that,
我们说到父神旨意之前，
I want to share concerning another point which is very important.
我还要先交通一点非常重要的一点。
In the whole Bible,
在整本圣经里面，
from Genesis all the way to Revelation,
从创世纪开始一直到启示录，
God has given us only one thing.
神给了我们一件独一的东西。
Of course, he created so many things.
当然他创造了万有。
But in this wonderful book,
在这本奇妙的圣经这本书里，
God desired to give you only one thing.
他表明神的心意只要给我们一件东西。
And that one thing is a living person.
这一件东西乃是一个活的人。
That means a very unique gift that God gave us is his beloved son.
神要给我们这个独一的礼物就是他所心爱的儿子。
Nothing is more precious than the Lord Jesus himself.
在主耶稣基督自己之外没有更宝贝的。
Many of us have read this book for many, many years.
我们在座有许多人多年读这本书，圣经这本书。
The more you read this book,
你越读圣经呢？
What do you treasure most?
你心中所越宝贵的是什么呢？
What do you want to know in the Bible?
你从圣经中要知道什么呢？
What do you want to receive from this book?
你读圣经，你想从其中得着什么呢？
Tell me, some doctrines? You want to learn some teachings and doctrines from the Bible?
你们说说看，你只想从圣经中得着一些教训、一些教导吗？
Some knowledge?
还是一些的知识呢？
What do you want to get out of this book?
到底你从圣经这本书中想要得着什么？
How about you, Susan? What do you think?
苏姊妹，你说说看。
Every time you open this book,
每一回你打开圣经的时候，
What is your motive?
你心中的意念是什么？
Just want to read some word of God?
只是要读一读一些神的话吗？
What do you desire to get?
你心中所渴望要得着的是什么？
A lot of people have different motives in reading the Bible.
许多人读圣经的时候有不同的想法。
If you're a theologian, you read a book, the Bible, to get some knowledge to teach.
你如果是一个神学家，你读圣经 想得着一些知识来教导别人。
If you're a moral person, you like to get some ethical teaching from the Bible.
你如果是一个道德高尚的人，你也许想从圣经中得着一些道德的教导来教导别人。
And maybe you're suffering, so you wanted some comforting words.
或者你是正在受苦中，你想从圣经中得着一些安慰的话。
Is this what God wants to give you?
这个是不是神所要给你的呢？
No, you have to realize.
你需要看见这一点。
God desires to give us only Christ.
神心意所要给我们的就是基督自己。
If you're looking for something else in this Bible,
如果你在圣经中所要寻找的是别的东西，
maybe you can find it.
也许你都能找得到。
It's a very thick book. You can see so many things in this Bible.
看起来这是很厚的一本书，里面记载了很多东西。
But what is hidden in this precious book are all the riches of Christ.
但是隐藏在这本宝贝的书中乃是神的丰富。
The riches of Christ.
就基督的丰富。
From Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation.
从创世纪开始一直到启示录。
Oh Lord.
Oh, 主啊。
You need revelation to see this.
你需要得着启示来看见这一点。
So the more you read about it,
所以你阅读圣经，
the more you have to appreciate this wonderful Christ.
你就必须要更来宝贝宝爱这位基督。
So in this weekend, let us share the basic five offerings in the Bible.
所以这个周末我们来一同交通到圣经中所记载基本的五个祭物。
五个祭物。How many sacrifices or offerings are there in the Bible?
圣经中有多少的祭物和我们献上的物呢？
There are five basic ones.
基本上有五个。
Now let's go to point number one here.
我们一同看手中的大纲的第一点。
Christ, the reality of all the offerings.
基督是这一切献上的祭物的实际。
What is an offering?
我们所献上的祭物是什么？
What is an offering? 一个祭物是什么？ An offering is something prepared by God firstly for you and me.
祭物头一点是神所预备为你我而预备的东西。
Because we as human beings, we have a lot of needs.
因为我们人类有许多的需要。
So,God prepared Christ as such an offering in all of these aspects to meet your need.
所以神把基督做成这样一个祭物，乃是在各方面来满足我们的需要。
So the Lord is not a simple person.
主
the Lord is not a simple person.
不是一个简简单单只是一个人而已。
No, God has prepared this wonderful Christ in many different aspects.To meet your many needs.
神在基督的身上在各方面都有预备，为着让他来满足我们各方面的需要。
The Bible says,
圣经告诉我们，
He was foreknown before the foundation of the world.
基督是神在创世之前预先被神所知道的。
This is what the Bible tells us.
这是圣经上告诉我们的。
If you read all the verses, you go home and read the verses.
你回家去好好的查考这些经节。
In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 20.
像这个大标题下面所引的彼得前书第一章18节到20节。
Revelation chapter 13, verse 8.
或者启示录13章第8节里。
You can see that Christ was already prepared, foreknown.Before the foundation of the world.
所以你就看到基督是神所预备的，是在创世之前预先被神所知道或者预定的。
Because God knew everything.
因为神知道一切的事情。
He knew what was going to happen.
神知道将来所要发生的事。
So God already prepared such a Christ for all of us before the foundation of the world.
所以在创世之前，神就已经为我们预备了基督。
Well, if you read 1 John, I mean Gospel of John,
你如果读约翰福音
，It says in the beginning was the Word.
说到太初有道
，And the Word was with God.
或太初有话，这话就是话与神同在
，And the Word was God.
并且这话就是神
，And the same was with God from the very beginning.
从一起头就是这样。
So Christ was foreknown before the foundation of the world.
所以基督是在创世之前就预先被神所知道的。
And then it says, slain from the foundation of the world.
然后下面又说，是从创世以来为我们被杀的羔羊。
It's very strange.
这很奇怪的说法。
When was Christ crucified?
到底基督什么时候被钉十字架的呢
？Tell me，
你们告诉我
，When was Christ slain？
基督什么时候被杀的呢
？Historically， you may say 2,000 years ago。
你可以说，根据历史上的记载，这是2000年前发生的事。
But the Bible says， from the foundation of the world。
但圣经告诉我们。是从创世以来，他是被杀的羔羊。
So when God created the world,
所以当神创造世界的时候
，Christ was already slain for us.
基督已经为我们被杀了。
How can you understand this?
这个话怎么能够领会呢
？It's hard for us to understand.
我们很不容易领会
，because we live in time.
因为我们人是活在时间中的。
But God is eternal.
但神是永恒的神。
So, foreknown before the foundation of the world.
所以第一是在创世之前被预先被神所知道的。
Slain from the foundation.
然后又说从创世以来被杀的羔羊。
The Bible says manifested at the end of times of this age. In this age.
然后下一处这里说在末世显明出来，就是现今这个时代，就是末世。
2,000 years ago, it was manifested.
2,000年前就被显明出来。
But slain already from the foundation of the world.
但是从创世以来，他就已经为我们被杀了。
But it was already prepared before the world began.
甚至在世界开始之前。神就已经为我们预备好了基督。
Why did I say this to you?
我今天为什么把这些说给你们呢
？To show you how important Christ is.
为了要给你们看见基督是何等的重要。
This Christ is not a simple matter.
基督
It's not a simple thing.
基督不是一个很简单的一个事物。
He's not a simple person.
也不是一个很简单的一个人。
He's the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Christ promised to come to us to meet our need.
他那是应许要差遣来满足我们需要的，应付我们需要的。
He's the most important person in this universe.
他是全宇宙中最重要的一个人物。
Even the Bible tells us all things were created in Him, by Him, and unto Him.
圣经上甚至告诉我们说，万有。都是借着他，为他，在他里面被创造而有的。
So Christ is not a simple.
所以基督不简单。
I don't know how you feel within your heart concerning the Lord.
关于这位主，我不知道你心里的感觉是怎样的。
You have to have an awesome, very special feeling.For this wonderful Christ,
向着这位奇妙的基督，你里面应该有一个非常特别的一个感觉，非常一个敬畏的一个感觉。
The more you know Him,
因为你越认识他
，the more you will really feel it's really amazing.
你真是觉得 他是太奇妙的一位主。
Not something ordinary.
不是一件普通的事物或者普通的人位。
This is not a doctrine.
这不是光是一个教条。
You have to see him to realize.
你需要从心灵里看见他。
If you don't know him, you will not appreciate him.
你若不认识他，你就不会保爱他。
But if you know him,
但是你若认识他，
you will not only appreciate him.
你不仅啊宝贝他，
you will give everything to him.
你会把一切都带来献给他。
Because he is the only worthy one.
因为唯有他是那位配得的。
Why are we still holding back so much for him?
为什么在我们生活中还保留许多的事物不献给他？
Many things are still more important.
在我们身上还有许多的事更重要。
Maybe your family is more important. Maybe your business is more important.
也许对你来说，你的家庭更重要，比主更重要；你的事业比主更重要。
Maybe your education is more important.
或者你所受的教育比主更重要。
Maybe your possessions are more important.
或者你所拥有的事物比神更重要。
So many things will be holding you back.
所以这些事物啊，都把你呀、啊，使你呀、啊、受拦阻。
It's because we have not seen how much worth our Lord Jesus.
这都因为我们没有看见我们的基督是何等配得的。
Sorry to say this.
我是很难过的说这些话。
It's not a criticism, no.
这并不是一个存心的批评。
If you read the Bible,
因为你读圣经的话
，those who have known the Lord Jesus,
那些认识耶稣基督的人
，those who really have known the living God.
那些真实认识这位活神的人
，They have never held anything back for him.
他们从来没有保留任何事物而不献给神。
They were even willing to give their life for him.
他们甚至愿意为着他献上自己的生命。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
What a wonderful Christ.
何等一位奇妙的基督。
Now.In this outline, point number one,
在这个大纲的第一点
it says he was prepared by God for us to meet our need.
他说是神，基督是神为人的需要所预备的。
How many needs do you have?
在你身上有多少需要？
Let me ask you, how many needs do you have?
让我问一问。你到底有多少需要
？If I ask two, well, I'm a young man. I don't have much need right now. I got a good job. I'm going to have a family, and this, I got everything that I need.
我们现在如果问 two 弟兄，他说我还年轻，我没有需要很多东西，我事业也好，家庭也好，我没有其他需要。
What's your need,
Steve 弟兄？你的需要是什么？
Many times you do not even know what your need really is.
其实许多的时候，我们连自己需要什么，我们都没有，都不知道。
So after we finish with the five offerings, you will know what you need.
当我们交通完这五个不同的祭物之后，你就会真知道你需要什么。
Yes, if you don't see these five offerings, you will not know what you need.
你若不看见圣经中的这五个祭物的话。你不清楚你所需要的是什么。
好 ，No. Point B, it says.
这里 B 点说
到。On one hand, these offerings are prepared by God to meet our needs.
一方面，基督是神为着人的需要所预备的。
On the other hand,
在另外一方面来说呢
，After all these offerings met your needs,
当这个祭物满足了你一切的需要之后呢？
And you appreciate so much these wonderful offerings.
并且你里面非常宝贝这个奇妙的祭物的时候。
And you are experiencing all these offerings day by day.
每一天生活中你经历这一个祭物的宝贝。
These offerings become the gift that you bring back as offerings to God for his satisfaction.
这个祭物就成为你带回来献上给神的礼物，为着神的享受满足。
You think God needs a gift from you?
你想 神需要从你得着一个礼物吗？
What do you think God needs from you? Does God have any need of gift?
你想想看，神到底要什么？从人身上要得什么？神需要从我们身上得祭物礼物吗？
What kind of a gift can you give for God? Your money?
再说，你能够把怎样的礼物来献给神呢？给神钱吗？
Your car?
或者你的车子呢？
I don't think he needs a car here.
我想神不需要一个车子。
Now, you tell me what kind of a gift can you give to God?
那你告诉我，到底神要怎样的一个祭物礼物呢？
Marina, have you ever thought God wants a gift from me?
Marina 姊妹，你有没有想到过神要从我的身上得着一个礼物？
有没有想到啊？
Have you ever thought of this?
我想很少啊，弟兄姊妹们很少啊。
I think seldom, brothers and sisters, we think about this.
In the whole of Christianity, the only thing they give is out of their pocket.
在整个基督教中，人的观念好像我们能给神的礼物就是我们从口袋中掏出来的钱。
You think God needs the dollars?
你想神真的需要我们这一块钱？
What is he going to use? What is he going to use it for?
神要用来做什么呢？
So, what kind of a gift can you bring to God?
所以我们今天能带怎样的礼物来献给神？
Every time you come to the meeting,
每一次当你来到聚会中，
Have you ever realized God wants a gift from you?
你有没有想到在聚会中神要从你得着一个礼物？
So when we all come to the meeting,
所以当我们一同来到聚会中，
What do you bring for him?
你带了什么来？
You know, if I invite you to my home for dinner or something, then
假如我今天邀请你到我家来一同吃晚饭，
especially the Chinese, everybody, even here in the States, you always want to bring a gift, at least some flowers or orange, or I don't know what you can bring, right?
我们通常，我想所有的人都是这样，总盼望带一个礼物来，也许带一盆花，或者带一篮橘子，或者什么。
At least you bring something, right?
至少你想带一些东西来。
But what about coming to meet the living God?
但是当我们一同来遇见这位活神的时候，与这位活神相聚的时候，
What do we bring to him?
我们带什么来呢？
You know, there is a verse, there is a regulation given by God during the Old Testament times.
你知道在圣经中有这么一节说到神在旧约中给人的一个规条，
that all of his people, all the males, when they come to Jerusalem for the feast,
当他的百姓中所有男丁来到耶路撒冷，按照神所命定的来过节期的时候，
they cannot come empty-handed.
他们不能空手来朝见神。
This is God's demand from his people.
这是神对他的百姓所有的一个要求。
So what should I bring?
所以今天我该带什么来呢？
No, in the Old Testament time.
所以在旧约的时候，神要我们带什么来呢？
In the Old Testament days, they all bring the first fruits.
在旧约时代，他们来的时候，把初熟的果子带来做礼物。
And all the firstborn they bring to God.
或者他们牛羊群中那个首生的带来献给神。
The produce,
或者他们的地里的出产，
whatever is the first fruits from their produce they bring.
首先地里的出产，那些初熟的果，这个产物带来献给神。
And all of that are types of Christ as these wonderful offerings.
所有这些的礼物，乃是这里所说的基督做奇妙祭物的一个预表。
As a meal offering, for example.
譬如说我们说到素祭。
Right. They bring the fine flour.
他们把细面带来献给神。
This is wonderful. They bring the cake, the unleavened cake.
把这个无酵的饼带来献给神。
And in the New Testament, the Lord says, I am the bread from heaven.
记得在新约里，约翰福音里主说，我就是天上降下来的饼，食物就是饼。
So that meal offering, that unleavened cake is a picture of Christ.
所以我们说这个素祭，这个无酵饼就是基督的一幅预表，说明基督的一幅图画。
Right. So we have to bring all of these offerings after we have enjoyed these offerings. We have to bring them back to the Lord as gift for the satisfaction of the Father.
我们享受了基督做我们的祭物，做祭物之后呢，我们就要把这个丰富啊，当做礼物带来献给神。
This is very real.
这是很真实的。
So, let us go to point B here.
所以我们一同来看这第一大点的 B 点。
These offerings are also the spiritual sacrifices that we offer up to God for His satisfaction.
在这里，属灵的祭物乃是向神献上，为着满足神的。
So, first of all,It was prepared by God for you and me.
所以你看，头一点，这里是神为人的，为你我的需要所预备的。
And secondly, after we enjoyed them,
其次，当我们享受了这些祭物之后
，we have to bring them as gift for God's satisfaction and enjoyment.
我们需要把这些祭物带来，作为一个礼物来满足神的需要。
Let's go to 1 Peter.
我们读
Chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章
Amen. Verse 5. Let us just read verse 5 quickly.
第五节，彼得前书第二章第五节。
You also, as living stones, let us read it together in English. Yeah. You also, as living stones,are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
我们一同用中文读。你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
Amen. Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
To offer up spiritual sacrifices through Jesus Christ.
借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
That means all the spiritual sacrifices are the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
换句话说，所有这些属灵的祭物就是耶稣基督自己。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
In the Old Testament days, in the scriptures,
在圣经里，旧约的时代，
there are three very important things.
有三件重要的事。
Maybe you can write it down in the board.
我们写在黑板上。
Number one, it is the temple.
第一是圣殿。
Temple. This is where God dwells, the dwelling place of God.
是神的住处。
Number two,
第二点
is the priesthood,
是祭司和祭司的体系。
Priesthood. This is also very important.
这也是很重要的。
Temple without a priesthood is unthinkable.
圣殿里面没有祭司，这是无法想象的事。
And the third point,
第三点
the offerings.
祭物
The offerings. My, this is very important.
这很重要的。
Where do they go to worship?
这些百姓到哪里去敬拜神呢？
They go to the temple.
第一，他们到圣殿去。
And in the temple, there's the priesthood.
在圣殿里呢，有祭司们。
The priesthood are there to really assist in all the worship.
祭司们在这里帮助百姓在这里敬拜神。
And how do they worship?
那他们怎么样敬拜神呢？
Not by kneeling down and just praying.
不是跪在那里只是祷告而已。
But to bring the wonderful offerings.
而是把 这些宝贝的这些供物和祭物
to offer up as living sacrifices for God, to enjoy as a sweet aroma for God.
当作一个活的祭物献给神，成了那个馨香的味道。
So all of these are in the Old Testament times.
这些都是旧约时期的事情。
This is a physical temple.
就是那边，这是物质的圣殿。
In the Old Testament, it's made of dead stones.
在旧约里，这个圣殿是石头，死的石头所
Physical material temple.
是一个物质上的。
And in the Old Testament days, the priesthood are only the Levites.
在旧约时代，祭司是以色列人中的一个支派，利未支派人。
Very unfortunate, because the rest were not qualified.
很不幸，其他的以色列百姓。都失去了资格
，because they were not faithful，
因为他们向着神不忠心。
And the third item are the offerings, and the offerings are the animals, and right, you have the animals.、
那么祭物是什么呢？祭物是一些的动物。
And you have the fruits, the first fruits，
还有一些的、right? 这个初熟的果子。
So you have all these offerings.But now in the New Testament age,
那么在新约时代呢
？It is not a physical temple. Now it is a spiritual temple. It is now the church.
在新约的时代，这就不再是一个物质的圣殿，乃是一个属灵的圣殿，就是教会。
Right, 教会 It's something spiritual, not physical.
这不是一个物质的。东西乃是一个属灵的东西。
This building is not the church.
这里的你说看见这房屋不是教会。
We are the church.
我们这些被建造在一起是教会。
You are a living stone. Everybody is a living stone.
你是一个活石，我们每一个人都是活石。
So we need to be built up in oneness.
所以我们需要被建造成为在一起。
Now the priesthood is not just the tribe of Levites. We.The saints now, the saints.
那么祭司呢？不再是利未人了，乃是今天的所有的圣徒。
The saints are now the holy priesthood.
所有的圣徒在一起成为一个圣洁的祭司体系。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
And now the offerings.
那么祭物呢？和供物呢
？Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.Jesus Christ is now the reality of all the offerings. No more animals and no more fruits.
耶稣基督就是所有祭物的实际。今天不再用动物和果子。
You're not bringing any more first fruits.
我们今天不是带初熟的果子。
Fine flour or corn or wheat, barley is no more.
带细面，带这个麦子等等的。
So.We have all these three.
所以今天我们有这三样。
So, do we have the church life?
我们有教会生活。
Check.
今天我们有了。
This is church life. We all come together to meet as a church, right?
这就是教会生活，我们来在一起一同聚集。
Do we have the saints?
Check. 我们有没有圣徒？有圣徒。
But here is a question mark.
但是呢，这里还有一个问号。
Are you a priest?
你今天是不是一个祭司
？Are we a holy priesthood?
我们今天是不是成了一个圣洁祭司的体系
？This is a question mark.
这个是这个问号所代表的。
You don't have that in your heart.
今天在我们的心里，若是没有这个
，I think doctrinally, perhaps some of you may know.
也许在道理上，我们有些人懂得这个
，But you don't really have the consciousness coming to the meeting as a priest.
但是当你来到聚会中，你没有这样的一个真实的认知，我们是祭司。
Which one of you come to the meeting tonight having the consciousness of coming as a priest?
今天晚上来聚会的时候，我们在座有哪一个人来的时候有一个认知？我是一个祭司。
我想没有啊。 I don't think anyone.
没有的话，意思就是说我们的认识不够。
If that's the case, that means our consciousness is not adequate.
因为今天我们属灵的职业是做一个君尊的祭司。
Because our spiritual occupation today is to be the royal priesthood.
And if you don't have such a consciousness,
如果你里面没有这样一个认知的话
then you will not bring any offering.
那你就不会带任何的礼物、祭物来了，对吗？
Because this is the main job of the priesthood is to offer up spiritual sacrifices to God.
因为祭司主要的工作就是要将祭物献上给神。
So every time you come to the meeting, you want to receive something. You're not giving something to God. You want to receive something from God, but you're not giving something to God.
所以每一次我们来到聚会
中，对不对？
我们的观念就是在这里要来得着什么东西，而没有想到我们要把什么献上给神。
I don't think you can find any or many groups that are doing according to what the Bible says.
我想基督徒许多聚在一起没有做到圣经上所说的
including ourselves
包括我们的实行自己
Am I right?
对不对呢
So for so long a time God is waiting for that to be fulfilled
所以长期以来神在这里等待，叫他的旨意能够得着满足。
To bring your real experience of Christ，
要把你生活中实际对基督的经历
，either as a burnt offering, as a meal offering, as a peace offering, a sin offering, trespass offering, even as a drink offering for Him。
把你生活中实际的经历当做一个燔祭一个素祭一个摇祭一个奠祭一个赎罪祭赎愆祭带到神的跟前献上
We don't have that
我们缺少这样的经历
And all of these offerings the Lord says you are not supposed to enjoy it privately in your backyard
圣经中说到所有这些的祭物都不应该是在你自己的后院里自己一个人在那里享受的
You're not supposed to grill the offering there in your backyard. You should bring it to Jerusalem, to the temple, to the house of God.
你不是一个人把这个祭物在你的后院里烧了烤了来吃而是要带到耶路撒冷来借着祭司献上摆在祭坛上
God has prepared there an altar. A grill is already prepared there. You don't need to bring your own grill.
你不需要带自己烧烤的炉子来。神在那里已经预备了一个祭坛。
For you to offer up all of these wonderful offerings as a sweet aroma for God to enjoy.
为着让你在这里把这一切的祭物献上，当作馨香的气，让神得着满足。
Remember. God doesn't need your knowledge or anything like that. God doesn't need that. He knows much more than you. What are you going to tell him?
记得，神并不要我们献上我们的知识当作祭物，他比我们更有智慧，他不需要我们教导他。
God didn't need my message. 向神讲道啊。No, don't do that. Right?
神不需要我。我这个这一篇道来献上。
I don't need to give God a message. No, I need a message from Him and not me to Him.
我不需要啊，把一篇信息、一篇道献给神。我需要神来对我说信息。
I need to enjoy Him as such offerings and then bring it back to Him. 啊，
我需要这样的享受他做这样的一个祭物，然后把我的经历带来献上给他。
Then my praise for Christ is.With a sweet aroma.
然后我向神的赞美乃是这样的带着一个那个馨香之气升到神的跟前。
Because of the rich enjoyment of this Christ.
因为
我对这位基督有这样一个丰富的一个享受。
Then the Father is well pleased.
然后神的心意就得着满足。
Such an offering is acceptable to God.
这样的一个祭物是能够蒙神悦纳的。
This is what Peter says.
这是彼得在这里彼得前书所说的。
So tonight, I really hope you will not forget this.
所以今天晚上
Simple writing here on the board.
你不要忘记这简简单单写在这板上的这几点。
Don't think it is simple.
你不要以为这只是简单的事情。
This is really what God wants.
这才是真正神所要得着的。
If we don't learn,
如果我们在这点上不好好的学习，
If we don't want to get into the practice,
如果我们不愿意真正进入这样的一个实行，
And to let the Holy Spirit lead us into the reality,
容让圣灵在我们身上带领我们进入这样的一个实际，
Then God cannot be satisfied.
那么神的心就不能得着满足。
So with this view,
所以我们若有这样的一个眼光，
you will realize that you must enjoy and experience Christ day by day.
你就知道，你就必须一天过一天在这里来享受基督。
You cannot year after year come to God empty-handed and say, "Sorry, God, I'm so poor. I'm just short, and I don't even know what excuse I can give."
我们就没有办法一年又一年的来到神的跟前说，神啊，我很贫穷，我很缺乏，我没有。我们今天对神没有什么借口可以说。
You can tell God, "Oh, I'm too busy. I'm sorry."
你不能告诉神说我空手来，因为我太忙了。
I don't know what to say.
我不知道在神的跟前我们能说什么。
What excuse can you give to God?
在神跟前我们能说什么借口呢？
I have no excuse.
我没有理由。
There's so many situations for me to experience Him in all of these aspects.
在我的生活中有这许多的环境，都让我有机会经历基督在这每一方面。
To experience Christ as a burnt offering, I have so many opportunities during the day.
在我这一天的生活中，有许多的机会经历基督做我的燔祭。
To experience the humanity of Christ as the meal offering, I have so many situations every day.
经历基督是那一个美好的人性，像这个素祭一样。
As a peace offering,
当做一个平安祭。
Even as a sin offering,
甚至是赎罪祭。
How many times do I have to tell the Lord, "Lord, I want this root of sin out of my being. Get it out of it. Deal with it."
有多少次我们在神的跟前说，神啊，我需要你从这我的这个肉身中把这个罪的根源给我除去。
Just like if you have a toothache, you need a root canal treatment.
就像当你牙齿痛的时候，牙医需要替你抽神经，到牙的根部去给你抽神经。
那 just patch up outwardly，
不是外面填一填、补一补就好了。
You have to deal with the root，
你要对付那个根里面的问题。
So you have to experience Christ as the sin offering。
所以我们要经历基督做我们的赎罪祭。
Otherwise, you'll be doing it again and again and again and again.
要不然一再一再一再的，我们是重复这样的情形。
What about experiencing Christ as your drink offering?
那还有基督，我们要经历基督做我们的奠祭。
We're willing to pour ourselves out for Him.
为着他，把我们自己完全交奠其上。
And there are many other voluntary offerings.
还有许多甘心甘情愿的奉献上的祭，自愿献上的祭。
so many aspects we need to experience.
在这许多的方面，我们都需要来经历基督。
It's not that whether you like it or not.
不是说你喜欢不喜欢。
So if you like it, you do it. If you don't like it, you don't do it.
你喜欢就做，你不喜欢就不做。
No, this is your spiritual life, livelihood.
不是，这是你属灵的生活。
You have to go to work, right?
你是不是每天要上班呢
？You like it, you don't like it, you need to go, right?
你今天想去不想去，你今天都要去上班，对吗
？If your company tells you to stay until 9 o'clock in the evening, you cannot say goodbye at 5. No, you need to stay at 9 till 9 o'clock.
如果今天公司告诉你你要留到9点钟，你没有办法说5点钟我就走了，拜拜。
Because it's your human living, right?
这个应
该 necessary
跟你做人的生活有关系的，这是必须的，因为这是你的职业，这是你的你的。
What about your spiritual occupation?
是你的专业。那么你属灵的这个职业怎么样呢
？What about your obligation to God?
你向着神，你所该有的这个责任在哪里呢
？You only do it if you like to.
像神，你是不是只做你喜欢做的、你想做的事
？No time, then forget about it.
我今天没时间，那忘了他吧，不做了。
I'm busy, Lord. Forget about it.
或者主啊，我今天太忙了，所以我不做了。
You say that to your boss?
你如果今天对你的老板、工作的老板这么说
？Sorry, this whole week I'm not showing up because I'm busy.
你告诉他对不起，这一周我不来上班了，我有别的事情忙着呢。
Your boss will tell you, well,
don't come back.
Don't come back. Exactly.
你老板会告诉你说，那你就不用再回来了吧。
But you always tell the Lord, Lord, next year or until I'm done or.
可是我们经常的对主说，主啊，等明年吧，等我忙完了吧。
This is.The real situation today.
这是今天真实的光景。
So, I hope that you will realize these three very important points here.
所以我盼望你
mentioned by Peter.
实在是领会这三点彼得所提到的重要的点。
If you think this is just doctrine, I feel sorry for you.
如果你觉得这不过是人的一个教导，那我为你很忧伤。
No, this is our reality today in the church life, and should be.
不，这乃是我们今天真实的属灵的生活，教会的生活。
Praise God.
赞美神。
Now we have 10 more minutes.
我们还有十分钟。
I'm going to start with point number 2.
我开始先交通到这第二点。
Because we have 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 here. Five more points.For the five main offerings.
因为我们现在接下去还有五个大点，说到这五个不同的祭物。
The first offering is Christ as a burnt offering.
头一个祭物乃是说基督做我们的燔祭。
In this 4 or 5 meetings, we cannot fully.Get into every detail.
我们只有四五次聚会，没有办法把所有的细节都交通出来。
But I just want to mention tonight in this 10 minutes concerning the burnt offering.
但今天晚上还有十分钟时间，我在这其中提到这个基督做燔祭。
What is the meaning of the burnt offering?
燔祭的意义在哪里？
In short,
简单的说
burnt offering signifies the life of Christ who is absolutely for God's satisfaction.
燔祭所预表的乃是基督的生活和生命是完全为着神的。
He's fully obedient to God.
他向神是完全顺服的。
When he came to this earth,
当他来到地上的时候
he only did God's will.
他只行父神的旨意。
His life was 100% for God.
他的生命生活是百分之百的为着神。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Because when God created man,
因为当神创造人的时候，
He created man for himself.
他是为着他自己而创造了人。
Man is created for God's purpose.
人是按着神的旨意被创造而有。
So, why are you living on this earth today too?
所以兔弟兄，今天你为什么生活在地上呢？
Are you living for yourself? Are you living for God?
你是为自己活呢？你还是为神活？
世界上的人都是为他们自己活的。
People of the world, they are all living for themselves.
When God created Adam,
当神造了亚当的时候，
He created Adam in his own image and likeness.
他照着自己的形象，按着自己的样式造了亚当。
That's why man is very special.
所以人很特别。
So God desires man to be his children.
神的心意是要人成为他的儿女。
To express his glory.
好来彰显他的荣耀。
To be one with God.
好与神能完全合一。
To inherit everything that God has created.
来承受神所创造的万有。
And to rule for God.
然后为神来管理这个地。
And most of all, to destroy God's enemy, Satan.
最重要的在这里就除灭了神的仇敌。
And to bring the kingdom of God back to this earth.
然后把神的国度带回到这个地上
来。This is a very important purpose of man.
这是人身上一个非常重要的一个目的。
This is not just something small that, you know, okay.
这不是一件小事情。
I don't even have the word to express the importance of man.
我没有足够的话来解释人是何等的重要。
But unfortunately, man fell and was deceived by God's enemy, Satan.
但是不幸，在历史上人失败了。被神的仇敌所欺骗了。
And sin entered.
结果罪就进到人的里面。
Man became fallen.
人就堕落了。
One with Satan.
与撒旦合一了。
Man cannot rule today.
所以人今天不能为神在地上掌权了。
On one hand, because God created man as something good.
一方面神造人非常好。
But after sin entered.
但是自从罪进到人的里面，
man became fallen.
人就堕落了。
There's still some good in man.
在人身上还有一些好的地方。
But most part are fallen.
但是大部分这个人是一个堕落的人了。
Look at this world today.
看看今天的世界。
Of course, only man can rule.
当然只有人能够治理这个世界。
I've never seen monkey ruling.
我没有看到任何一个地方是猴子在这里治理这个地。
You're studying genetics, right? You're going to study genetics.
你是这个研究遗传学，对吧？
I hope that one day you will prove to this world that man didn't come from monkeys out of the genetic study.
你研究遗传学，我盼望有一天能够证明给人这个世界看，人不是猴子变来的。
Man is created in a wonderful way to rule for God, but after man fell, look at the history of mankind.
人是神在一个非常美好的这个创造中造成的，但看今天人的情形，堕落了。
The history of mankind is a history of war.
人类的历史可以说是战争的历史。
So if you study history, you have to know all the wars.
所以今天我们读历史就是在读所有战争的历史。
Even the Chinese history is a history of war.
连我们中国人的这个历史也是战争的历史。
Look at the Roman history.
你读读罗马的历史。
Look at the European history.
读读这个欧洲的历史。
It's war after war after war after war.
是一场战争又一场战争又一场战争。
Killings and more killings.
是不断的杀戮再杀戮
，never ended，
没有终止的
，and it's more and more corrupted，
而且是越过越堕落败坏的
，men will end up destroying themselves，
到有一天人最终要把自己完全毁灭掉
，don't think they are not capable of doing that，
不要以为人不会做不到这一点
，but praise God because of the restraint today，
但是赞美神。神今天摆进了一个限制
So because man fell
今天因着人的失败
That's why God himself in Christ Jesus become a man
所以神自己在耶稣基督里成了一个人来
To gain a man that is 100% for God
所以在地上他得着一个人是百分之百的为着神的
Fully obedient to God.
是向神完全顺服的
Even obedient unto death on the cross.
甚至顺服以至于死且死在十字架上
So you have to appreciate that Jesus Christ's death on the cross is not just for your sins, but here is a man, as a man like you and me, who is obedient unto God.
所以看到基督耶稣的钉十字架，我们要知道，不仅是为着你我。更是为着在这个在地上有一个百分之百顺服神的人。
In Jesus Christ,
在耶稣基督里
，God can tell the whole world, "Here is a man that is 100% one with me."
神可以向全世界宣告说，在这里有一个人是百分之百的与我合一的。
In whom I am well pleased. 啊，
这是我所喜悦的。我所喜爱的。
This is Christ as the burnt offering.
这就是基督作为那个燔祭。
You and I, we are not for God.
你我，我们不是全心为着神，不是全心为着神的。
Maybe a few percent for God.
也许只有很小的百分比是为着神。
When problem comes,
难处临到我们。
Goodbye, you run away.
再会了，我们赶紧逃走了。
I'll run away.
我就跑走了。
I can't take it.
我受不了了。
I'm not 100% for God.
不是百分之百的为着神。
If he offends me,
如果今天他得罪我了。
Goodbye.
再见。
Can you imagine, brother, when the Lord Jesus is on this earth, he was offended by so many people, right?
弟兄，你们想想看，当主耶稣在地上的时候，是不是常常被人得罪？
How many times was he offended?
有多少次人在这里得罪他
？Every day, all the time.
每一天
，They even wanted to kill him.
人甚至想要想办法要除灭他，杀害他。
If you were the Lord Jesus,
今天如果你是主耶稣的话
，What would you do?
你会怎么做
？You're going to stay here?
你还留下来吗
？If everybody here wants to take your life,
每一个人如果在这里今天都准备要杀害你的生命的话
，Look at you in a very strange way.
都很奇怪的眼光看着你
，didn't even greet you，
甚至不对你说
，you're gonna come back again，
都不问你好，那下次你还来不来聚会、
啊、？I wouldn't，
我就下次就不来聚会了。
I wouldn't， I would disappear，
我就马上就消失了。
If the Lord had disappeared，
如果我们的主也是这样，他就离开了，消失了
，and gave up， said these people are hopeless。Of it is in.
他就放弃了。他说：“这些人没希望了，再见了。”
Then God's will never be fulfilled.
那么神的旨意就不得着成就。
But praise God.
但是赞美神。
He was 100% one with God.
这位基督乃是百分之百与神是合一。
He did not come to please himself.
他没有来到地上为着叫自己得着满足。
He came for God.
他来是为着神。
Do you enjoy such a Christ?
你所享受的是不是这样一位基督
？Is he your burnt offering?
他是不是你所献上的燔祭呢？
The more you enjoy him as such a burnt offering, the more you will become one with God.
你如果越这样享受他做你的燔祭，你就会与神越是合一。
Even if everybody is against it, the Lord stood there. He was one with God.
即使众人都在这里反对他，我们的主还是刚强的站住，是为着神的。
Although everybody is going according to tradition and going that direction, the Lord stood one with God.
当时所有的人都从另外走另外一个方向，是向跟随传统去的，但是我们的主却是在神的跟前。
Although they were opposing him.
他们在那里反对他。
Trying to find fault in him.
在那里找他的错处。
Trying to kill him even at the end.
甚至在那里计划要怎样把他杀害。
And at the end, they killed him on the cross.
也的确到了末了，他们把这位主耶稣钉死在十字架上。
He did not run away.
他却没有逃走。
What a wonderful burnt offering.
哎呀，这是何等的一个美妙的燔祭。
No wonder God was well pleased with him.
难道神说，这是我所喜悦的？
Are you enjoying such a Christ?
你今天是不是在享受这样的一位基督呢？
Is he your burnt offering?
他是不是你的燔祭呢？
This is the most important offering. That's why it's mentioned first, number one.
这是最重要的一个祭物，所以是五个祭物中头一个被提说的。
My main problem, number one, is not that I'm sinful. My main problem, the first problem, the foremost problem, is that I'm not for God.
我们今天
that's the problem.
头一个难处还不是因为我们犯罪，乃是最大的难处，因为我们不是为着神的。
The Lord says, "Only one church." I say, "Why?"
神说应该只有一个教会。我说为什么？
I say, "Why?" I like many churches.
我喜欢各式很多很多各样的教会。
You go do this. I said, "No, I prefer to do that."
神说你做这个。我说不不不，我喜欢做那个。
I'm always the opposite of what He says.
我总是与神所说的是相反的。
And many other problems.
还有许多的难处。
So may the Lord open our eyes, at least tonight, briefly, to see Christ as our burnt offering.
愿主开启我们的眼睛，今天晚上至少看见基督就是我们的燔祭。
I know it's not easy.
我知道这些不是很容易的点。
But it has to be said.
但是这些话必须说。
It has to be told.
我们必须要把这些事情告诉弟兄姊妹。
And we all have to be clear.
我们都需要在这里认识清楚。
The first offering we all need to know is Christ as the burned offering.
头一个祭物乃是基督做了燔祭，做我们的燔祭。
Amen.
Amen.